This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis signing three new laws today to help increase licensed child care facilities. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
Colorado has a shortage of child care options for its youngest children. One way to potentially address that is to get more people to open home-based daycares. And two of these new laws aim to help with that. One prevents homeowners associations from banning those businesses in their communities. The other will allow people to continue caring for four or fewer unrelated children without needing a license from the state. A separate law aims to get more people to become childhood educators and contains provisions to try to raise the overall quality of child care centers. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Environmental activists plan to sue Governor Polis for not taking faster action on climate change. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Wild Earth Guardians, an advocacy group, plans to file the complaint later this week. They say Polis missed a July 1st deadline for a plan to meet Colorado's emissions targets. Jeremy Nichols is with the organization.
We're not even at a point where it seems like this administration is truly committed and has set the priorities correctly.
Polis signed bills last year committing to Colorado's Climate Action Plan, which calls for a rapid reduction in greenhouse gas emissions. But he added a signing statement saying he planned to propose regulations over time, not all at once. By the deadline. A spokesperson for the administration says the lawsuit distracts from that effort. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The Supreme Court ruled that federal employment discrimination laws do not apply to lay teachers at religious schools. We'll have that story. Then, a debate over the statue of Lincoln with a freed slave in Washington, D.C. led two history professors to discover Frederick Douglass's letter, which could sway some opinions on the matter. Those stories are next. Also coming up, Colorado has recovered 20% of the jobs it lost in March and April, and that makes Governor Polis happy.
And I'm very proud that thanks to your hard work, we are doing better than our neighboring states on virus suppression and on economic recovery. The two are linked.
But economists aren't so optimistic just yet. Find out why in 10 minutes on All Things Considered here on CPR News. 103 in Pueblo, 93 in Denver. This is CPR News.